High stakes. Those are the words out of everyone's mouth tonight. They're why Planned Parenthood decided to make Sunday's unprecedented endorsement, as President Cecile Richards told the 300-person crowd.
This election will determine whether Roe versus Wade continues to be the law of the land, whether women and families make their own childbearing decisions, not politicians, and whether women can continue to seek care from Planned Parenthood. So, that's why we're here in New Hampshire. We are here to make history. Ladies and gentlemen, the next president of the United States of America, Secretary Hillary Clinton.
Clinton picked up where Richards left off.
You know, every election is important, but this one poses such a stark choice, and the stakes are so high.
The endorsement comes less than a month before the Democratic presidential primary here, where Clinton is in a close race against Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Planned Parenthood has found itself at the center of national politics. Just days ago, Congress approved a bill to repeal the Affordable Health Care Act and end funding for Planned Parenthood. President Obama immediately vetoed that bill. And in New Hampshire this summer, the Executive Council voted down a state contract with Planned Parenthood, which Clinton highlighted as one more threat to reproductive rights.
Any right that requires you to take extraordinary measures to access it is no right at all. Not when patients and providers have to endure harassment and intimidation just to walk in to a health center.
Security was so tight at Sunday's endorsement event, organizers asked guests not to disclose the location, which turned out to be the dining hall at Southern New Hampshire University. The hope for Clinton's campaign is that the Planned Parenthood endorsement will mean support from female voters in swing states like New Hampshire, where reproductive rights are a driving issue. For NHPR News, I'm Natasha Haverty.